WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry. Shame the mayor, shame the city council. That's a tactic the PBA, the Police Benevolent Association, used in asking its members and the public to photograph homeless, to use their smartphones to also video quality of life offenders and upload them to their website. They are misrepresenting their members with this approach to the homeless problem, according to Joel Berg with the Coalition Against Hunger.
The Sergeants Benevolent Association is unfairly dragging their own members through the mud, giving the public the false impression that police sergeants in the city somehow hate homeless people, want to humiliate homeless people, want to take away their rights. Most sergeants in the city are dedicated public servants, risking their lives on all our behalf, protecting the Constitution, standing up for all New Yorkers, and their union needs to understand that. Creating a divide between the police and the people they represent, including people who are temporarily homeless, is exactly the worst thing to do. It's immoral, it's unethical, and it goes against every ounce of common sense.
And Berg isn't just talking about the PBA's photo campaign called Peekaboo, We See You Too. He's talking about the attitude of the city's second largest police union.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, stand for the protectors instead of the protesters, as if citizens need to choose between standing up for civil liberties and standing up for a police force, which we fund through our tax dollars. They should be one and the same. The public, people concerned about abuses, and people risking their lives to protect us all need to be on the same side. There are 50,000 people living in homeless shelters in New York City, more than half of whom are children. So this is a huge systematized structural problem that's been increasing for decades, and we need a huge response by creating jobs, raising wages, and ensuring that there's adequate, affordable housing for all New Yorkers.
Meanwhile, critics have been targeting de Blasio's housing policies, saying they aren't working, that there are many more homeless on the streets now since de Blasio took office. Joel Berg doesn't buy it.
I think the elites are just noticing homeless people more because they can blame a so-called left-wing mayor, and the police are doing less under de Blasio to move low-income people out of rich neighborhoods. So it's really a problem of perception. And truthfully, many of the wealthiest elites in New York want the ostrich approach. They just want to bury their head in the sand and think homelessness will go away because they don't happen to be in front of their ATM, in front of their doorman's apartment. The day de Blasio took office, more than 50,000 homeless people were living in shelters, half of whom were children. He is working to reverse this problem, but it's going to take time, and it's going to take federal policies, it's going to take national economic policies, and it's going to take state policies in tandem with the city policies to really fix this.
Berg says people can continue to speak out like they did this week at City Hall. That's where elected officials, advocates from Picture the Homeless and Communities United for Police Reform, as well as many other groups, gathered to address the recent focus on issues of homelessness and poverty. And Berg said people can challenge Rupert Murdoch to put his money where his mouth is.
If he's against people urinating on the street, maybe he can support housing for low-income people. Maybe he can fund some more urinals in New York City. I support his right as an immigrant to come here, but I wish his New York Post was a little more productive in their contribution to our society.
Joel Berg is executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger and a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. The Intercept, the Jeremy Scahill and Glenn Greenwald publication, issued a story by George Joseph. It says undercover police have regularly spied on Black Lives Matter activists in New York. This is long suspected by people in the movement, but The Intercept examined nearly 300 Metropolitan Transportation Authority and Metro North Railroad documents. They show more on-the-ground surveillance of Black Lives Matter activists than previous reports have shown. The surveillance was conducted by a coalition of MTA counterterrorism agents and undercover police in conjunction with NYPD intelligence officers. Communities United for Police Reform says the report demonstrates the NYPD remains engaged in the same troubling surveillance it conducted for decades on political activists. And they said to beware of the new NYPD unit, which Commissioner Bratton said would both handle protests and terrorism threats. Police reform advocates are waiting on a report from the new NYPD Inspector General Philip Urey on religious and political surveillance. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.